when joint car ownership lowers insurance premiums, and what to watch for. Registering a car under joint ownership may lower insurance premiums by structuring the policy around the co-owner with the more favorable insurance history. However, joint ownership is not always advantageous once the actual driver's age and permitted driver scope, accident history, and ownership change costs are considered. Joint ownership itself does not qualify for an insurance premium discount. What matters is who is designated as the named insured and how the actual drivers are included. Even if the insurance policy is taken out in a parent's name, if a child drives the car, the child must be properly included in the permitted driver scope and age restrictions. A child's insurance history does not automatically accumulate simply because the child is a co-owner. So check whether the child is registered as a person eligible for insurance history recognition. Changing from sole ownership to joint ownership requires consideration of the acquisition tax and registration costs associated with transferring a share, as well as the procedures for a future sale. If ownership is changed only as a formality to avoid accident-related premium surcharges, past policy relationships may be taken into account, or additional premiums and underwriting restrictions may apply. Joint ownership of a vehicle is a registration arrangement in which at least two people divide ownership of one vehicle into shares. Designing auto insurance around a joint owner with a strong insurance history may lower the premium, but simply establishing joint ownership does not automatically provide a discount. When making a decision, you should consider not only each joint owner's ownership share, but also the named insured, actual drivers, driver coverage, minimum driver age, and accident history. Transferring part of a solely owned vehicle to convert it to joint ownership may also result in taxes and registration costs. Relationship between joint vehicle ownership and insurance contracts. What joint ownership means a jointly owned vehicle is one for which at least two owners and their respective shares are listed on the motor vehicle register and registration certificate. Because the parties can determine the ownership shares, joint ownership can exist even if one person's share is very small. Selling or deregistering the entire vehicle generally requires the consent and relevant documents of all joint owners. If one owner is overseas or difficult to contact, the disposal process may be delayed, so you should not add an owner based solely on potential insurance premium savings. How to insure a jointly owned vehicle? A jointly owned vehicle is usually insured under a single auto insurance policy by designating one of the joint owners as the named insured. The named insured is the principal insured person identified in the insurance contract as the person who primarily owns, uses, and manages the vehicle. The person with the largest registered ownership share does not necessarily have to be the named insured. However, each insurance company has its own underwriting standards, and the named insured must have an insurable interest in the vehicle and a substantive ownership and usage relationship with it. All joint owners are not automatically covered as drivers under every type of coverage. Actual drivers must fall within the policy's driver coverage and age requirements, and the vehicle's use and primary driver must also be disclosed truthfully. Conditions that may lower insurance premiums, auto insurance premiums, are calculated using a combination of risk factors, not merely whether the vehicle is jointly owned. How these factors are reflected and the available discount rates vary by insurance company and product. Factor to check potential effect on premiums named insured's insurance history. A longer history may be more advantageous than being a first-time policyholder. Past accidents and insurance claim payments may affect discounts and surcharges depending on the number and nature of accidents, minimum age. Of actual drivers, including a young driver, may increase the premium driver coverage. Premiums may vary as coverage expands, such as named driver only, married couple only, or family only. Vehicle type and value affects repair costs, safety equipment, loss ratio, the insured amount for own vehicle. Damage and other factors, vehicle use and mileage effects, whether the vehicle is for personal or business use, and the conditions of mileage endorsements coverage and deductible increasing compensation limits or adding coverage, changes the premium. For example, If a child purchasing insurance for the first time solely owns the vehicle, both the child's short insurance history and age may be reflected in the premium. Registering the vehicle jointly with a parent and designating the parent with a long insurance history as the named insured may result in a lower starting premium. However, if the child is included as an actual driver, the child's age and driver coverage will also be reflected. Therefore, you should not compare a premium calculated on the condition that only the parent drives with a premium based on conditions that actually allow the child to drive. Insurance arrangements for parents and children or married couples when a parent and child register as joint owners if the parent is designated as the named insured and the child will also drive. Check the following. Whether the child is included in the driver coverage, whether the age restriction. Endorsement matches the child's actual date of birth, whether the insurance company was truthfully informed about the primary driver, and how the vehicle is used, whether the child can be registered as a person eligible for recognition of insurance history, what history will be recognized, and what supporting documents will be required when the child later purchases a separate policy in particular. Merely owning a share under joint ownership does not automatically build the child's auto insurance history. The child may need to be separately registered under the parent's policy as a person eligible for recognition of insurance history. So request this from the insurance company when purchasing the policy and confirm that the registration has been completed. When a married couple jointly owns the vehicle, whether it is more advantageous for one spouse or the other to be the named insured cannot be determined by age alone. Quotes should be obtained under identical conditions based on each spouse's insurance history, accident history, current discount or surcharge rating, actual primary driver, and driver coverage. Even if one person's premium is lower, the difference may narrow when the spouse is included and the age requirements or driver coverage change. Obtain separate quotes with each spouse as the named insured, while keeping bodily injury and property damage limits, own vehicle damage coverage, deductibles, and endorsements identical for comparison. Insurance settings more important than ownership shares, setting joint ownership shares at a ratio, such as 1:99, does not divide the premium in that ratio or automatically lower it. The structure of the insurance contract and the actual risk are more important to the premium than ownership shares. 4 items that must be aligned named insured. Select a joint owner who substantively owns, uses, and manages the vehicle and meets the insurance company's requirements. Driver coverage, include everyone who may actually drive the vehicle. Age requirements, confirm the conditions based on the date of birth of the youngest included driver. Vehicle use, truthfully disclose the type of use requested by the insurance company, such as commuting, household, or business use. If an actual driver causes an accident while excluded from the driver coverage or age requirements, compensation may be restricted depending on the coverage, or the insurance company may seek recovery. The fact that compulsory insurance is intended to protect victims does not eliminate the consequences of violating policy conditions. Total costs and legal burdens before and after joint ownership, calculating only the difference in insurance premiums, may lead to an incorrect assessment of the actual gains or losses from changing to joint ownership. In particular, when transferring a share of an already solely owned vehicle to another person, the following costs and risks should also be considered. Ownership change costs and taxes. If the existing owner transfers part of the ownership share, the recipient may be treated as having acquired that share. Acquisition tax, registration-related fees, regional development bonds, and other costs may apply. If an ownership share or vehicle purchase funds are transferred without compensation, gift tax issues may arise depending on the facts. Vehicles eligible for certain reductions or exemptions, such as those for persons with disabilities or national merit recipients, may need to satisfy requirements concerning the relationship between joint owners, household status, and holding period. Registering a new vehicle under joint ownership from the outset does not simply reduce the total ordinary vehicle acquisition tax. Whether taxes are reduced must be determined based on eligibility for each specific reduction or exemption program and its post-compliance requirements, not on joint ownership itself. Sale and property rights issues, selling or scrapping the entire vehicle, may require documents and cooperation from all joint owners. If the relationship between joint owners deteriorates, disputes may arise over the use and disposal of the vehicle. If one joint owner's share becomes subject to compulsory enforcement by a creditor, disposing of the vehicle may become complicated. During the insurance claim payment process, additional documents may be required to verify vehicle ownership and insurable interest. These burdens do not disappear merely because the ownership share is small. It is reasonable to compare the expected premium savings, ownership change costs, and inconvenience of future disposal over the same period. Accident history and precautions when changing ownership. Auto insurance discounts and surcharges are primarily based on the accident history of the named insured and the insurance contract. If an accident occurs under a policy for which the parent is the named insured while the vehicle is jointly owned, it may affect the parent's policy premium at the next renewal. However, you should not assume that the accident record remains solely with one person, like a registered vehicle ownership share, and is completely separate from the other person. Insurance companies may use information about previous policy relationships, vehicles, actual drivers, and accidents for underwriting and premium calculation. Adding a joint owner, or nominally changing the named insured after an accident to obtain coverage, as if it were a new accident-free policy, is not a safe way to save money. Previous accident relationships may be reflected under premium evasion prevention standards, and submitting an application containing false information may result in additional premium collection, policy cancellation, or underwriting restrictions. If the registered owner or primary driver has actually changed, accurately inform the insurance company of the change and when it occurred, and confirm how it should be handled. Steps for comparing actual quotes to determine whether joint ownership is advantageous. You must compare quotes side by side under identical coverage conditions. Check the vehicle's current registration status and the cost of converting it to joint ownership. Organize the dates of birth, relationships, and driving frequency of all actual drivers. Set identical bodily injury and property damage limits, own vehicle damage coverage, and deductibles. Obtain separate quotes designating each parent, child, or spouse as the named insured. Apply identical driver coverage and age requirements that include additional drivers such as children. Apply the same eligible conditions, including mileage, safety equipment, and child-related endorsements. Subtract the cost of converting to joint ownership, including acquisition tax and registration costs, from the expected premium difference. Confirm with the insurance company how to register a person eligible for recognition of insurance history and how accident surcharges would apply. Use online quotes as a starting point for comparison, and before final enrollment, reconfirm with the relevant insurance company whether it will underwrite a jointly owned vehicle and what requirements apply to the named insured. Decision checklist: answer all of the following questions before deciding whether to change to joint ownership. Who actually drives the vehicle most frequently? Can the joint owner with the lower premium be designated as the named insured? Is the youngest driver included in the driver coverage and age requirements? Has the child's recognition of insurance history been registered separately? Have you confirmed whose premium may be affected at the next renewal if an accident occurs? Have you calculated the acquisition tax and registration costs resulting from the transfer of an ownership share? Will you be able to obtain the cooperation of all joint owners when selling or scrapping the vehicle in the future? If the vehicle receives a tax reduction or exemption, have you checked the joint ownership requirements and tax recapture conditions? Joint ownership can be a useful insurance arrangement for certain families, but it is not itself a discount program. You must compare premiums that accurately reflect the actual driving arrangements with the total cost of changing ownership to determine whether there are genuine savings.